On the financial markets today, an inauspicious start to the new year. All of the major indices lost ground, the Dow Jones Industrials closing down 220 points. Analysts and traders are blaming a number of culprits. There was sobering data from the manufacturing sector, a weak showing by the dollar against the euro, and the price of oil briefly hit $100 a barrel for the first time. NPR's Jim Zaroli is in New York.
People who follow the oil business have been watching and waiting for oil to hit $100 a barrel for weeks. It's kind of the way people wait for the temperature to dip below 0 degrees in the winter. It's not like you want to see it happen, but there's always something a little exciting about passing a milestone. Today, it finally happened. So why did oil break three digits? Simply because it could. At least that's how Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading in Chicago sees it.
I'm not going to tell you that there weren't bullish stories out there driving the market today, because there was, whether it was bad weather in the Gulf of Mexico and concerns about Pakistan and weather. But ultimately, it got there on very light volume. So I think because so many traders were obsessed with $100, that's why we got there.
Here's how it happened. The New York Mercantile Exchange said right around noon today, two big trades came in, one for $99.90, one for $100. Because a lot of people are still off for the holidays, trading was very light. So these trades had a much bigger impact on prices than they normally would have had. And a lot of oil industry analysts were idly speculating today that the people behind these trades simply wanted to be the ones who finally pushed oil over the big $100 mark. Whether that's true or not, and there's really no way to know for sure, Flynn says it was only a matter of time before the milestone was passed. He says the economy is so strong around the world, especially in places like China and India, that demand for oil is soaring.
It's a sign that the world economies are expanding and a sign of strong economic growth and the improvement of the standard of living to people all over the globe. So if you want a good part of that story or a happy part of the story, that's what it is.
Of course, as Flynn knows, most Americans don't see what's happening to oil prices as a happy story. Take Ali Shaw, a limo driver who was filling up his tank at a Hess station in Manhattan today, where gas was selling for $3.53 a gallon. Shaw says he drives about 300 miles a day.
Before, I would put about $25 to $30 and I would be good for the whole day. And now think about it, it's double, more than double now.
So what do you think of $100 a barrel oil?
All I could do is just sit home, hold my head, and be like, what's going to happen tomorrow? That's about it.
With prices shooting up again today, the White House was once again asked whether it was time to tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and once again the administration said no way. A spokeswoman noted that oil is now at $100 a barrel because of a tight supply and demand environment. And she said the way to address that is more investment in production. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
And there's more about who wins and who loses when oil hits $100 a barrel. That's at our website, npr.org.